The federal government wants to stamp out foreign interference in our political system, but a new poll shows a majority of Australians don't believe it poses a critical threat. In its annual survey, the Lowy Institute's found public attitudes towards China remained largely unchanged despite diplomatic tensions and media coverage. The poll reveals Australians aren't buying the government's message or that they have more pressing concerns like foreign investment and immigration. Political reporter Henry Bellow has more.
The Trade Minister, Steve Chobo, is growing tired of negative commentary on China.
Boy, there's a lot of navel-gazing going on.
The diplomatic relationship is strained, with the Chinese ambassador, Chen Jingye, accusing some in Australia of having a Cold War mentality. But Mr. Chobo wants to focus on the positives.
Notwithstanding the characterisation that we have seen, unfortunately, on a relatively consistent basis in Australian media over the past several weeks, the fact is that the trade relationship is strong.
According to the Lowy Institute, many voters feel the same way.
Overwhelmingly, Australians see China as more of an economic opportunity than they do as a threat.
Alex Oliver is the research director at the Lowy Institute, which has just published its annual poll on global affairs. She says attitudes towards China haven't been damaged by the debate over foreign interference.
Attitudes towards China and sentiment towards China really hasn't changed at all this year, which suggests that this debate about China's influence in our political processes really doesn't have much traction and hasn't caused much concern for ordinary Australians.
The coalition wants to pass foreign interference laws before 5 federal by-elections next month. It says this is necessary to safeguard the political process. But Ms Oliver says only 41% consider foreign interference to be a critical threat.
Certainly it's not for lack of attention either by the political class or by the media. It's been front page news for time and again over the past year with the Dastyari incident, as well as the government's foreign influence legislation. Either the government's messaging is not hitting home or that the issue is just judged as being not particularly important to Australians.
What Australians are concerned about is foreign investment. Nearly 3/4 of those polled believe there's too much Chinese investment in Australia.
That's where we've seen a huge rise, up 16 points, which is a big spike. What's driving that concern about investment is probably house prices and investment in residential real estate, which we know from our polling in the past is a particularly sensitive point.
There's been a big spike in anti-immigration sentiment too. The polling shows that for the first time, a majority of Australians think migration levels are too high. Australia's migration cap has been in the headlines this year, with some politicians worried about the strain on critical infrastructure. Ms Oliver says Australians are now questioning how immigration fits with our national identity.
A bare majority say that our openness to people from all over the world is essential to who we are. So we're really divided on this question of the benefits of immigration.
And that's the Lowy Institute's Alex Oliver, ending that report by Henry Bellow.